Hello, all you Disney, Marvel, and Spider-Man lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Avondale for Life, Matthew Avery. And we are here today for a special edition of the Disney enthusiast Matthew Avery, the podcast. Now, today is a sad day. For all Marvel lovers, lovers of Spider-Man, and the rest of them, basically Spider-Man, all Marvel. As today, we have lost the one true legend behind Marvel and Spider-Man. We have lost the one and only legend, Stan Lee, at the ripe age of 95. Now, I watched the first Spider-Man movie. I watched plenty of Spider-Man movies. I didn't see one where Stan Lee made a cameo, even though it was for a short time. Honestly, I think every moment, best moment of the Spider-Man movie was when Stan Lee made his signature cameo appearance. He also made some cameo appearances in some TV shows also. Basically, Stan Lee, he passed away today, and the news broke to me, actually, when my father sent me a link via Messenger. And when I opened the Messenger, it said Stan Lee passes away. I was like, oh my god, Stan Lee's gone? Eh. Folks, I'm going to put it, I have an Iron Spider suit. I actually dressed up as Spider-Man for Halloween this year. Just for our costume contest. And I won. Now I feel very humbled to wear that Spider-Man suit for Stan Lee. Like I said, 95 years old, he lived a very great life, and if it weren't for him, we wouldn't have like all these great Avengers movies, all these great Marvel movies, and we wouldn't have all these great Spider-Man movies. I know that if I'm not mistaken, they will not leave out Stan Lee for a short cameo in the final Avengers movie and Spider-Man Far From Home. And they might both dedicate both to Stan Lee. Because like I said, Stan Lee, if it weren't for him, we wouldn't have them here today. And I just can't believe he's gone. That's 95 years. Comes and goes. Honestly, I knew it was bound to happen, and it's kind of really hard to now know that when you look Stan Lee up, it said passed away November 12, 2018, and it's a sad day for all Marvel fans out there, all Spider-Man fans, and it's like I first went to my Twitter. I posted. Oops. What was it? I went and I posted a little trip. I found a photo of Stan Lee on the internet and I posted it. Stan Lee. I also did a little repost. Basically, it's one of those things where this is something that's going to probably talk about for the next week probably, because Stan Lee was awesome. He was known for his pair of sunglasses, his specific pair of glasses, his mustache, his smile. And his most recent cameo appearance was in the Spider-Man PS4 game, the one that was just released, and it's done very well in sales. Basically, Stan Lee, he made a short cameo appearance as short order cook. And he appeared after Peter had to go leave to save the day. After he was so-called saved by a siren. So Mary Jane asked him a question. Then Mary Jane paid for the meal. Then Stanley said, "Glad to see you two together again. You two were always my favorites." That was so awesome. Even though I can't play the game, I don't have a PS4. I have an Xbox 360. But I've seen one YouTuber play the entire game through. That YouTuber's name is Jacksepticeye, and I'm glad I watched him play it through. And he was, like I said, Stanley is one of those guys that, like, you can make friends with him just a snap of a finger. And he, like I said, now Marvel movies will never be the same again now that he's gone. Excuse me a moment as I pick him over to catch my breath. Thanks for letting me catch my breath for a moment. Now, apparently Stanley passed away from pneumonia, and he just got done filming his cameos for the fourth Avengers movie. Now, that's something that's going to be greatly paid attention to. We got to pay attention, look for Stan Lee. Because, like I said, I think the best moment is when Stan Lee makes his vintage cameo appearance in a Marvel movie. And he also did a voiceover record. He also did a voiceover for Ralph Breaks the Internet. I'm going to be paying close attention to that as I will go see Ralph Breaks the Internet. That's one thing I'm going to be paying attention for. Stanley's voice. There's only one Stanley, and his voice is awesome. Now, I got a quote like he said. "I guess one person can make a difference." That's what Stanley did. Stanley made a difference. He made a huge difference for all of us. And every word he said in the Spider-Man movies, the Marvel movies, brought smiles to people's faces. And it's hard to believe that 95 years comes and goes. And basically Stanley was also in The Big Hero 6 as he was Fred's father at the end, a superhero apparently. And he also, like I said, he also did a voice over for a cameo on Ralph Breaks the Internet. I won't be surprised if Ralph Breaks the Internet, the fourth Avengers movie, the Spider-Man Far From Home. I would not be surprised if those movies were dedicated to his memory. Because Stanley, he left a big impact to, like, not only Disney, but also to Marvel. And one of his vintage words he would always say, "Excelsior!" That's probably what's going to be missed the most for Stanley. Him saying his vintage line. He also said that in a DC movie, Teen Titans Go to the Movies. That's actually a movie I did not go and see. And that's what you said, his vintage line. It's, business time for us to, get ready to say our final goodbyes. I also posted something on my, Matt Abraham Arendelle Instagram. And I got the photo right here in my gallery. Not all heroes wear capes. Stan Lee was, in fact, a true hero. He's a true hero of all things Marvel. He never wore a cape. He wore his vintage glasses. He had his vintage smile. Never wore a cape. Yes. He had normal clothes. He had a suit on. Normal clothes. I might do a part two to this, actually, where I talk about Stan Lee. And I'll also do a podcast tomorrow to bring some more Disney news. And Stan Lee, thank you. If you can hear this now, Stan Lee, thank you for all you've done to make Marvel what it is today. And for making Spider-Man a huge success. Here's the fact. Some people said to Stan Lee that Spider-Man will be no good. Well, Stan Lee proved those people wrong. I guess that's, again, Stan Lee, if you can hear this now, thank you for all you've done to make Marvel the way it is today. Hey, thanks for putting smiles on everyone's faces with all your works of Spider-Man and Marvel. Now, okay, this is all the time I have for this broadcast. If you like this podcast, go check out my other podcast episodes, as I really appreciate that. Well, go check out my Disney enthusiast Matthew Avery YouTube channel. You can also follow me on social media, Matt Avery Disney on Twitter, all caps, Matt Avery of Arendelle, all lowercase is my Instagram. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. All you Disney, Marvel, and Spider-Man lovers, I appreciate you taking your time to listen to this heartfelt podcast. And for all Stan Lee lovers, Stan Lee, rest in peace. And as in the wise words of Stan Lee, Excelsior!